Oh, welcome, welcome tonight, iCulture listeners. I am so excited to share with you this evening a personal friend of mine who has worked with me on various other projects in order to highlight this area or topic that we're discussing tonight, fashion from an inspired urban perspective. Welcome, Donnell Duncan. Hey, sir, how are you? Danielle? Welcome tonight, iCulture listeners. It's so super excited to have with me a personal friend of mine, Donnell Duncan, who has helped me with some previous projects as it relates to the topic tonight. Lifestyle conversation about urban-inspired fashion. Welcome, Donnell Duncan.
Hello, how are you?
I am blessed. So great to have you with us tonight. Just want to be able to highlight how things are developing or have developed over time and how the culture relates to fashion from the urban perspective. So tell us about some of the things that you've done about yourself and how it relates to this burgeoning area, if you will.
Well, personally, the main thing that we've been doing over the last, it could be like 6 years, is the production of fashion shows that are directed towards faith-based organizations, because our heart is for bringing fashion and bringing the imagery of the culture to the Christian community in a way that is wholesome, so that not only will they be able to participate, but they'll also be able to express their own level of creativity towards the community. And, well, in terms of what I've been noticing, I think there's so many different aspects of when fashion taking place simultaneously that's developing in different directions, because on the one side, you can see there's a group that's starting to merge and blend itself with, like, the rock culture, where they're starting to go towards those dude type look, etc. And at the same time, there's also another group that's trying to blend the urban culture with the European culture, where they're trying to get their stuff to be more fitted and classy, etc. So there's a lot of different directions they're heading in. And people are getting very creative. So it really depends on what you're really into, because I'm more into a blending of urban fashion with high fashion. I like when fashion becomes something that we take outside of the box that we live in and begin to connect it with other imagery that's even beyond where we're from and the area we're in and our own little box that we have.
Right. That is phenomenal. I think it's important, too, one of the reasons why I felt like it was imperative to kind of link fashion with where we were going with the music, hence the show you helped produce with me, Rhymes and Runway, a few years back. But it was it's such a essential part of how the culture is developing, because it's a way in which people express themselves, like you're saying, their creativity and how it comes out. Talk about some of the other, you know, projects that you've done with not just myself but others that kind of, you know, highlight the fact that this is a very essential part of how we not only develop as the body, but how we can attract, you know, those who are not inside, you know, the church in order to be able to make more disciples.
Yeah, well, one of the things that we did, the groups that I was affiliated with, we kind of split down the middle. On the one side was my organization, the Christian Socialites, where my target audience was mostly the Christian community, was mostly young Christians, hip Christians, urban Christians. And then there's this other group I was associated with, and that's the work I did with my friends, Jennifer Sutton and Kiara Jones. Their focus was taking this fashion outside of the church and taking it out to the world. And that's where we did the events that came to be known as the Art and Fashion Museum and all of those events where we would take biblical principles and transform them into imagery and create these, I would almost say, elaborate displays that we would have at secular events all across the city. And the response was awesome. And a few people knew they were 100% biblically based. And it was really an open door to let people see not just the creativity of, you know, big picture, you know, God's creation, but also the creativity of the Bible. Like, who would have known you could open the Bible and see a scene on, you know, something like Adam and Eve and then turn that into an amazing fashion display. And somebody walks in and they could experience the Garden of Eden and experience Adam and Eve or Samson and Delilah or something along those lines or Jezebel. And these are some of the different themes that were used to create imagery. So my job in that was, I was like the stage manager guy. I would do like the casting calls. I would find the models. I would do the search for, say we're looking for designers, hairstylists, all the logistical needs you would have for a fashion show. I'm the guy who would hit the streets. I'm the guy who would get you people to do different things.
And I know of your wonderful work and how well you managed even our project. So I know as we begin to, or as we start to experience more of these opportunities to be able to express to consumers, and yeah. You know, we don't necessarily have to keep it in, we shouldn't keep it inside the church. We should share it with those outside so that they can see a different side of what faith, people of faith in urban scenarios, our communities are being able to just tap into and not be as confined as, you know, some think we are. So that is great. I know that, you know, you're continuing to do some of this thing, these things. Talk about, you know, models and those who are young and aspiring to be fashion professionals. What are the things that they should know about in this particular season and time as, you know, we're starting to highlight and see more of these different things develop as it relates to fashion?
I would say this. When it comes to modeling, it's a strange dynamic. You know, I never want to kill someone's dream. You know, someone's like, you know, my dream, my half desire is to one day become a supermodel. You know, and it's awesome, and it's very... You know, it's possible. Nothing's impossible with God. But reality is, when it comes to the arts or anything along those lines, it needs to be done out of passion. Like, you need to want this. You need to want to do it for the art itself. Because if you're driven by money or fame or anything like that, you will be disappointed quickly because you have no idea how things will turn out. So one of the things that we do is we associate with people who have a passion for what we do, which is why we can do it and not worry about, all right, but what if they don't pay us? Or what if this happens? Or what if that happens? We just love doing what we do. So when we do it, the joy we get comes from doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one thing I always want to pass on to, especially the younger people coming up in fashion. You got to really love fashion. You got to really love modeling. You got to love your craft. It needs to be something that brings you joy, because if you don't get joy from it, if you're using it as a means to an end, if you're using it as a tool just to become famous, then you probably should not. Just go be on a reality show or something and you'll become famous. Or create a tape like Kim Kardashian or something. But if you really love what you do, then when you do it, you will find fulfillment in it. And then what happens is, as you're doing it out of that passion and you're doing it out of even the Lord opening the door for you to do it, then you will see things begin to open up for you, and then you will see opportunities, and then you will even see the type of exposure and compensation that you never dreamed you would have gotten. And that's what happened for us. Like, I didn't know we would end up rubbing shoulders with some of the big timers. I didn't know doors would open where we would be around people we see on television and we get to be with them, and I didn't know that was going to happen. We just did it because we loved it. And that was really it.
Awesome. That, I mean, and it's so liberating, and I think this is why it's important to really have conversations like you and I are having, because in days past, people would have these passions and desires in these areas, but they didn't think it could be used as ministry, and that's exactly right. what is going on now. So I'm just super excited to be able to talk to you about this. Tell us, how do you see fashion being used to improve the profession of urban inspirational artists, entrepreneurs, or even ministries?
Well, I'll tell you this. When it comes to culture, culture is how people express themselves. It's also how people communicate who they are. And when it comes to music, what has happened is over the years, music is no longer something we listen to. It's something we see. And that's where the rise of music videos came into being and all of that. It's no longer just an audible experience. It's a visual experience. And as a result, what I've done is, hey, if we're going to be seen performing and if we're going to be seen ministering our music, why are we wearing other people's clothes and advertising for other people? That's what we do, and we're out there, we're famous, and we're advertising other people's products, and we're pushing other people's products, and instead of us using that open door that we got to be seen to begin to create our own look, because at the end of the day, people don't just follow artists because of how they sound. They follow the entire image, the package. That's what it is. It's a culture. So you need to think, hey, why not own, why not participate, why not be active in all the aspects of the culture since I'm already promoting it?
Mm-hmm. That is phenomenal. That is so way key, Donnell, because I personally wanted to highlight this particular area of the culture for artists who were on the rise and could afford to do more with their fashion and their look and their imagery, but
right.
I definitely wanted them to invest and support in kingdom-minded fashion designers, stylists, stage
right.
and production people like yourself. So
right.
there are so many opportunities in the future for these areas of the profession, so I agree. Now let's talk about, we're going to shift just a little bit, talk about how the same fashion and design can be used to improve or impact the quality of life of consumers who may come to a fashion show or come to a production that's fashion related or a concert or see a video. How does fashion play a role in improving their lives?
Well, I think what it does is it opens their eyes to options. Sometimes we live in a box.
Right.
We live in this box that limits us. And after a while, we all look the same. We sound the same. We act the same. It's almost predictable. You know what the kids are going to look like in a particular high school. You go to the high school, you could guess. I'm going to see the same sagging pants. I'm going to see them with skateboards under their pocket. Skateboards under their arms. They're going to do the same. Everybody's looking like a doggone copy of the other person. And what, as an artist and as a fashion producer, what we do is we give people options. As in, you know what? The world is bigger than that little box that you live in, because through the creative experience, you can cause people's minds to be widened and broadened. That's what art does. That's what sound does. That's what visuals do. That's what books do. It causes people's minds to be broadened. And people come in one way, and then they see something, and they're like, wow. All of a sudden, think differently because they see the world bigger than the box that they're accustomed to. They see the options. Oh, I could look different. Oh, wow, I could sound different. I could act different. It gives people options, and options totally change someone's life. Because now they realize there's more to life than what I thought there was. Now I can be better. Now I can look better. Have you ever thought about that? You see some of the kids and you're like, man, you all need to dress better. But, all right, who are they going to dress like? What's the next option? Well, we're not offering them an alternative. So unless you have an alternative, you can't say, all right, give up the option you have. So I think that's one of the things that we have taken responsibility for. Even as a young kid growing up, I've always been someone who said, man, I need the kids to have someone to look up to so that they can model after someone. And that's what the Apostle Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Give them something to follow.
Awesome. That is phenomenal. You know what? I just really want the listeners of iCulture Radio to know more about you, find out how to connect to you. And we'll get to that. But tell us how you got started in this and, you know, about your history, your testimony, how you came to know Christ. Then you can let us know how to connect to you and find you on social media and so forth. Go ahead.
Well, I grew up in a pastor's family, and my grandfather's also a pastor. So I grew up knowing the Christian faith, and I grew up in church. You know, I'm at my age, all I know is church. And one of the things that happened to me was my heart's desire was just to preach. And the Lord did not open the preaching doors, but he opened fashion doors. Mm. And I ended up going all around the city of Atlanta producing fashion shows at the same churches I desired to one day preach at. I never got the chance to preach at the churches, but I got to go into their churches and do fashion shows and produce them, because one of the issues they were having was everybody wants to have a fashion show, and they all look like their grandmother's fashion show. And it all looked like the same thing, and everybody's like, all right, and next we have Sister May, Betty May, in the blue dress with the blue shoes. Yes, praise the Lord. And it was getting real corny, and people were like, man, who's these guys tuning our fashion shows up there? Who's these guys with the hot Christian music, with the live artists at the same time, with the creative runway walks and the creative runway stage arrangements? Like, who are these guys? And people just kept calling and calling and calling. So what I ended up doing was I created a group called the Christian Socialites. Live right and look good doing it.
Wow.
Live right and look good doing it. Wow. And we decided, you know what? Nobody's going to listen to me preach, but they're going to watch what I produce and be inspired by it. So I decided, forget it. We're going to do what the Lord opened the door for us to do. We are going to follow the path, and we started producing fashion shows. And, I mean, doors opened. It got to the point where every month we had a show consistently. And during that season of my life, I was just amazed at the doors that would open. I met so many celebrities. I mean, people I thought I would never run across because of fashion. I got into so many doors because of fashion. And I'm like, I didn't know that there was such a hunger in the city and in this area for fashion shows, for well-run productions, because people have to realize, you know, hey, you don't have to do everything the same way everybody else does it. And that's the thing we do with our fashion shows. I learned how to produce fashion shows by the Lord speaking to me. And it was, I mean, I just created out of the air these outrageous runway routines. And I'll just give them a name. And the first show I did, the lady just said, you know what, hey, I just want you guys to, you know, be creative. I was like, okay. So, and, I mean, it was just nuts. You know, we had, like, models coming in from different entrances and stopping at the same time, and then everybody turning at the same time, and then people coming out from, like, the audience, and, I mean, we would clap, and then as the clap, everybody switch a pose at the same time and then switch to another pose. I mean, it was nuts. We had a scene where everybody's coming out like paparazzi, and then one model breaks out the middle, and she starts walking up the runway, and when she gets to the end, like a guy in the van, I mean, it was nuts. And people began to really love that. So that's where we got our name from. We just would do the most outrageous routines. And from that open door, what I ended up doing was I was able to develop now the other aspects of the ministry. Because now that the doors began to open, it made us become more appealing to both not just our generation, but also to the people in the city, because people follow people. And people like to follow what's hot. So if people look at you and they see all these celebrities in your pictures and they see you rubbing shoulders with all the people, they see you, my MySpace friends were like 40,000 MySpace friends and 30-something thousand MySpace friends and followers. People like that kind of stuff. So when they see you like that, then all of a sudden they're like, so I heard you like to preach. Well, what kind of topic do you want to talk about? And the door started opening now. So I'm really thankful to God that I obeyed his directions then, so that now I can obey his directions in this area. So you can check us out. Our website is thecrackeddoor.com. Thecrackeddoor.com. And you'll get to see an idea of what the ministry is doing right now. And to see the fashion aspect, the Christian Socialites,
You can find the link on thecrackdoor.com, and it will also link you to our MySpace page, myspace.com, The Christian Socialites. And then you could follow me on Twitter, Donald Duncan. I mean, on Facebook, Donald Duncan. I mean, is there anything else that exists in social media? I'm probably on it, Donald Duncan.
And spell Donnell for...
Oh, yeah.
Just, let me
spell it. It's D-O as in orange, N-N-E-L-L. Donnell, like Donald Jones. Donald Duncan, D-U-N-C-A-N, like Duncan MacLeod. Donald Duncan.
Wow, I am just over the moon in love with this conversation tonight, and I know, like me, the listeners are totally inspired to really express themselves with their fashion and then find ways to be able to connect to others for the love of Christ. So thank you so much, Donnell Duncan, for joining us this evening at iCulture Radio, and we'll keep the listeners informed as to what's going on with you and your shows, your productions, anything that you're getting ready to do or will be doing in the future so that we can participate and support. Again, thank you so much, Donnell, for joining us tonight on iCulture Radio.
Thank you.